Almanac with an Almanac quiz for those Clint Black, Terry Clark, Trace Adkins tickets. Minnesota State Fair coming up, so keep it here. Listen to everything, because anything and everything could be the topic and the answer to the question. So
don't miss a second of it.
No, don't go anywhere. Monday, August 5th, 217th day of the year, 148 remaining. This date, 1884, the cornerstone of the Statue of Liberty was laid at Bedloe's Island. We now, of course, call that Liberty Island, Neil, as you are well aware of, in New York Harbor.
Oh, yeah.
President Grover Cleveland was on hand, accepted the actual statue as a gift to the United States from the people of France on October 28th, 1886. So they hadn't received it yet. They were preparing for it. They built and put down the cornerstone for the Statue of Liberty, but the Liberty itself, the statue, Ms. Liberty, Lady Liberty, if you will. I don't ever think she got married, so I guess it's Miss Liberty, right?
Yes.
Statue of Liberty never got married.
Yeah,
they got married to the statue of
her and Uncle Sam dated
Elvis,
but they never really. Yeah.
They were incompatible. Mm-hmm. Let's just say that. She was much taller.
Yeah.
And Uncle Sam didn't like, although he was plenty tall, especially with that hat.
Right.
But just not Lady Liberty tall. So that was this date. 1884. 1914, the first electric traffic. You know, a lot of the first things happened in Cleveland. The whole rock and roll thing.
Yeah.
Cleveland is known for a lot of things. In fact, the first electric traffic lights installed in Cleveland, Ohio, this date. 1914. Let's go to Berlin, Germany here. Let's hear from Jess. This is real audio of Jesse Owens.
A very beautiful place and a very beautiful setting. The competition was grand, and we're very glad to come out on top. Thank you. Very kind.
That's Jesse Owens.
Wow.
And, of course, he was making a fool of the Fuhrer.
He did not like it.
1936, he won his third gold medal. I think he went on to win four total, the 36 Olympics. It was this date that he won the 200 meters at 20.7 seconds.
That's fast. He is an athlete. He was, no doubt.
Well, you got to, if you're going to win the 200 meters of the Olympics, you're not going to be fat and not be called an athlete.
Right.
That guy's out of shape.
He was a specimen. He was something else. Oh, there we go.
Bandstand. American Bandstand, hosted by Dick Clark, made its network TV debut.
American Bandstand,
not in Cleveland.
Brought to you by crystal clear, sparkling 7-Up.
Oh, nice.
Fresh, clean taste. Nothing does it like 7-Up, that's for sure.
So American Bandstand, its nationwide network debut, ABC TV. The first guest, Billy Williams and the Cordettes. Buddy Holly's That'll Be the Day was the first record played. There's some trivia for you. The show had begun airing 5 years earlier in Philadelphia.
Right.
On local TV in Philadelphia, and then went nationwide with Dick Clark, and he became the nation's longest-living teenager, oldest teenager, whatever you wanted to call him.
Great show. I remember watching it growing up.
He looked young for years and years and years. He did a nice job keeping his hair from getting gray.
Mm-hmm.
Grecian formula had to have been his secret.
Mm, could be.
So 57 and 62, sad news.
One of the most famous stars in Hollywood history is dead at 36. Marilyn Monroe was found dead in bed under circumstances that were in tragic contrast to her glamorous career as a comic talent. On the surface, she seemed to have such a zest for life. Her international appeal took her from command appearances to the other side of the world and entertainment.
Marilyn Monroe, this date. Ooh. Goodbye, Norma Jean. Although I never knew you at all, you had the grace to hold yourself till those around you called. And they called, they put pressure on her, said that she was the treadmill, and she had to change her name. And I think she just succumbed to all the pressure of being Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah.
Had issues and troubles and died of a drug overdose.
Very sad.
Just 36 years old, 1962. 67 this date.
And then she said, I got some news this morning from Choctaw Ridge.
This song was released.
Today, Billy Joe McAllister jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge.
Another tragic story here told in this song. The Ode to Billy Joe was turned into a TV movie as well, which I remember watching as a child. That was in 67 that song was released. In 76, the NBA and the ABA merged. The ABA was gone. Goodbye, American Basketball Association. The NBA did take on four of the franchises that were deemed to be more successful in the ABA. And, Neil, you know those franchises, the Denver Nuggets.
Right.
The Indiana Pacers, the then New York Nets, and the San Antonio Spurs.
Yeah. Thank you, Dr. J.
There was also a team in St. Louis, the Spirits of St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't get brought over, but they signed some kind of a deal with the NBA that made them rich, that got paid because they didn't think the NBA was going to be the NBA didn't think they were going to be as successful as they turned out to be. So they like signed this deal where they get percentage of TV rights and all this other stuff. Oof. The owners of that team in St. Louis, and they made out like a couple of banshees.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable. That was in 76. How about in 1980? This was a bad day in music. I mean, an epic day. This is the day that the Osmonds split up.
Oh, no.
They split up. Now, they're a family, so they really don't split up.
Well, yeah.
Still, they will still always be a family.
Right.
But as a musical group, they said bye-bye.
They're very sick. Almost need a moment of silence, but we don't have to.
1986.
The 4,000th strikeout of Steve Coughlin's Major League career. And that's quite a milestone.
Joe Morgan, you could be a little more excited there.
Yeah.
Well, Joe Morgan on the call because it was against the Reds, and Joe Morgan must have been doing color.
Well, Carlton probably got Morgan a few times, too.
Right. He didn't want to see him get to 4,000 strikeouts. So Steve Carlton was pitching for the Giants then. He would then also pitch for the White Sox, the Indians, and then the Twins
right. In
1987. He reached 4,000 strikeouts. At that time, he was the second pitcher to do so. And since then, Clemens and Johnson, of course, Nolan Ryan has well over 5,000. Those are I think there are only four that have more than 4,000.
Right. Because
Bird is fifth on the list, and he has five. He has four something.
Right.
Or excuse me, three something. 3,700. Yeah,
he didn't make it to 4,000.
No. Gave up too many home runs.
Yeah.
So that was in 86, and then 2000 in the news.
Our top story, the death of Oscar-winning actor Sir Alec Guinness. A hospital spokesman in Midhurst, England, says the British actor died Saturday night of undisclosed causes. One of Guinness's best-known roles is of Obi-Wan Kenobi in Star Wars.
Yes, he was. Obi-Wan Kenobi Star Wars, as she says there. Sir Alec Guinness died. He was 86. Lived a good long life.
Yes, he did.
And he was knighted, so he was a sir. Yes. Sir Alec Guinness. That was this year, this day, 2000, is when he passed away. Let's move on to birthdays now today. We all know her as Wilona Woods. Let's honor today Wilona Woods.
You know, I was leaving the boutique section on the way to a break, and suddenly this pregnant woman ran out the store, and I got suspicious.
Wilona, what's so suspicious about a pregnant woman?
Honey, the chick was 83 years old. So I notified the store detectives and they went outside. And honey, before you could say Kojak, that woman gave birth to a 7-pound alligator purse.
That's Wilona Woods, Jeanette Dubois from Good Times, the Evans's neighbor, always, of course, willing to gossip. She was the galloping gossip of the projects, Neil, as you know.
Oh, yes.
And of course, it was always fun when Alderman Davis would mispronounce her name, Batrona. Wilhelmina.
Right.
She sang the theme to the Jeffersons, too, Neil. You may not have known that.
I did not.
No. 74 for her today. Speaking of themes.
Baby, if you've ever wondered.
TV theme time.
Uh-huh. Wondered whatever became of me.
Anoka's Own.
One of the greats, too.
Anoka's Own, Lonnie Anderson. Jennifer from WKRP. She's 74 today. She was Jennifer.
She's a very attractive lady.
Yeah, she was. She is.
Rock and roll! Put your cool. We're going out and spread the news.
Spread the news.
Rick Derringer. Rock and roll Hoochie Coo. You know, he also did that song for Hulk Hogan. Actually, it wasn't for Hulk Hogan, but Hulk Hogan ended up adopting it as his walk-up music. I am a real American.
Oh, yeah.
Fight for the right of every man. That's Rick Derringer today. 72 for Rick Derringer, one of the big hits of the 70s. She needed the help of the Bee Gees, but who didn't in the 70s, really, if you think about it?
Couldn't go wrong if you did that.
No. Bee Gees wrote the song, they produced it, and of course they're helping her out. Samantha sang. Kind of a one-hit wonder.
Yeah.
Not kind of, I think definitely. It's a big number one song. Samantha sang. She's 66 today. Marsha. Marsha.
Jan, look! What? Marsha, your nose! Don't remind me.
Uh-oh.
Jumped out as Pinocchio.
No, the swelling is gone. Your nose is back to normal.
What?
Oh my gosh!
Come on, look! It is back to normal. It's me again! Now the world can look me in the face and I can look back.
Oh. Marsha is back. That's Maureen McCormick, the original Marsha. Yeah, I would say so. She brushed her hair. I'm surprised she doesn't have carpal tunnel after years and years and years of brushing her hair over and over and over and over. Maureen McCormick is 63.
Back from the army, you've changed. I swear, Nelson, I don't even know who you are anymore.
I'm Nelson.
Tawny Katane, she's the actress and model.
All right, I'm
That's
sorry.
That's her cameo on Seinfeld, and you probably remember her also from the Whitesnake movies,
yes.
Or videos, if you will. She was in several of those, and I think every one she was on the hood of a car.
Well, she was a nice ornament.
Tawny Katane, and you remember she was married to Chuck Finley, the baseball player?
Oh, that's right.
And she was charged with domestic violence against Chuck Finley. Like whenever. A messy. Tawny Katane is 58 today. Patrick Ewing, NBA All-Star. And if he's not in the Hall of Fame, he should be. He doesn't list him here being in the Hall of Fame. He's part of the Dream Team.
Right.
Patrick Ewing is 57. It's a fun weekend at Bernie's.
What kind of a host invites you to his house for the weekend and dies on you? Why would he do this, huh? I mean, he had everything. House, cars, women. This is tragic.
It was tragic. And Jonathan Silverman, who he and his buddy propped up a dead body for a whole two-hour movie.
Yeah. Not, you know, they'd make a song out of the same premise, right? I mean, Joe Diffie. They
propped me up against the jukebox, certainly.
What they did with him.
Jonathan Silverman from that movie is 53. And Terry Clark, happy birthday today. She is 51.
One of Canada's finest.
That's it.
That's it. Gone but not forgotten today. The Elephant Man, Joseph John Merrick, was born on this day. The year was 1862. Academy Award-winning director John Huston. Treasure of the Sierra Madre. How about the Maltese Falcon? The African Queen. Okay, Moby Dick. The Misfits. Did a lot of impressive movies. John Huston, the director and screenwriter, born on this day, 1906. NASA astronaut, he stepped on the moon, Neil Armstrong.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
There haven't been a lot of people on the moon, but he's one of them.
Nope, that is probably one of the greatest, most historic quotes in the history of mankind.
Right, for sure. That is our former NASA astronaut, Neil Armstrong, born on this day, 1930. The Voice, as his peers called him, Vern Gosden.
That just about does it, don't it? That'll just about kill it, won't it?
Ironic that I was out putzing around in my garage, had some bacon on the smoker early Saturday morning, and had my greatest hits of Vern Gosden on my CD player. And there it is. Here's his birthday. Would have been. He was born on this day. The year was 1934. Another fine country singer, Sammy Smith.
Take the ribbon from my hair.
Yeah.
Shake it loose and let it fall.
She was born on this day, 1943. Had the Help Me Make It Through the Night there from 1971. Sammy Smith, they're all gone, but not forgotten.
Your staff missed one.
Great moments.
Oh, Herbie.
Are born from great opportunity. And that's what you have here tonight, boys.
That's obviously not real Herb Brooks. That's Kurt Russell as Herb Brooks, but it's Herb Brooks' birthday today, 1937. Not born literal. On this date, St. Paul, Minnesota. Yeah.
Did pretty well for us.
Yes.
I would say.
Uh-huh.
Won some national championships with the U, of course, and then the whole 1980 Olympics. So well portrayed there by Kurt Russell.
And now they're all gone.
But not. Forgotten.
All right, here is your quiz for the Trace Atkins, Clint Black, Terry Clark tickets. It's the Minnesota State Fair, and this is at the Grandstand on Sunday, August 25th, 7 p.m. Here's the question for the Almanac quiz. What was the first song played on the American Bandstand Network TV debut this day, 1957? American Bandstand, that one. It opened, it started, it began this date network-wise. It had been on air in Philadelphia for 5 years, but it made its network TV debut nationwide, coast to coast, up and down at ABC TV. What was the first song, or artist? Close enough, we'll give it to you. 763-450-0100, 763-450-0100. First caller with the correct answer will win here on Bob FM. Long run of uninterrupted music here to start your no-repeat workday coming up. Neil, would you like to start it out with Hank Williams Jr., I'm for Love, Randy Travis, Hard Rock Bottom of Your Heart, or Terry Clark on her birthday, Poor, Poor, Pitiful Me?
Yeah, we better go the birthday girl.
Mm-hmm.
All you need for summer. KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud. KBGY Faribault. KLCIL.